This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Thursday, October 17th. Well, China continues to build optimism in the cattle market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle made another new high. That momentum is building on the expectation that exports are going to be, moving towards China. Now, everyone knows that they've been talking about this short-term trade deal, at least, but the ink hasn't really dried. But the cattle market has really taken hold and started to move much higher. We saw over the last couple of days that the feeders was really bringing the market along, and now we're seeing the uptrend is still intact now for cattle. So we got to watch that. I think that it's interesting that one of the objectives was 114 for that D's contract, and will this market overshoot that number? It's very possible.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 6 1/4 at 514 1/4. December corn was down 1 1/2 at 392 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 603. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 3 3/4, ranging from 580 to 590. BNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 5, ranging from 670 1/2 to 690 1/2. Live cattle for October was up $1.35 to $1.12.50. October feeder cattle was up 22.5 cents at $1.45.45, and October Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at $18.62.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.